Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Assistant Professor of Counseling, Dr. Linda Ball. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Linda's area specialty is in marriage and relationship counseling. Linda, we do a thought for the day, and this one today is from the philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche. Pretty good, huh?
That's good.
It is not a lack of love, but a lack of friendship that makes unhappy marriages. And I don't know that we needed Nietzsche to tell us that, did we?
That's pretty well known.
Linda's going to visit with us from time to time, and maybe one or two other folks also from the community counseling and psychology clinic. And we're going to talk about relationships, marriages in particular, but all relationships. Because almost everybody is in one at one time or another, and with varying degrees of success. Linda, the Huffington Post has an article that we've been looking at called 13 Signs That You Need to Visit a Marriage Counselor. And I thought it was interesting that the first three that are mentioned here all have to do with talk, whether you're able to talk to each other or not.
Well, I would tend to agree that communication is huge in the area of marriage. It's not rocket science to know that if you're not talking in the relationship, that something is wrong. And one of the leading researchers in the field is John Gottman, who has done many years of research in this area, and he simply says that from his perspective that it takes people about 6 years to realize that things are not right in a relationship. And of the research that he's done, an average of about half of the people in relationships divorce in 7 years. So 6 years is not a good sign that people wait that long before realizing that something is really wrong in the relationship. So they've done a lot of not talking for 6 years and waiting until things begin to bubble up and fester. And when a lot of things can be right pretty quickly if they would just start talking.
The article gives three examples. One, you're not talking. The second is you talk, but the talk is always negative. And then the third is you're afraid to talk. So how do you get past that?
Again, I think that there's a lot of myths about a marriage, perhaps. And sometimes people go into marriages with a lot of those myths. And one of the myths might be that fairy tale relationship that I'm going to live happily ever after. And what they don't realize is that relationships take a lot of work. And the work that goes into a relationship, the amount of work you put in, you reap from that investment. Mm-hmm. And part of that is starting and learning how to talk. And those are simple tools. And you learn to be in a conversation, in a friendship. I think you started off with that quote. Your partner is your friend. And your partner is and needs to be, in my opinion, your best friend. You don't lose your other buddies, but your partner needs to be your best friend. And if he or she is your best friend, you learn to communicate. You learn to communicate positively with your best friend.
Yeah.
And you learn to let that person know early on when those little pet peeves are going on in the relationship. Mm-hmm. And if you can learn to talk about those small things to begin with, then it becomes easier, and those small things don't become big things.
We're talking with Dr. Linda Ball. She's an assistant professor of counseling at A&M Commerce, and we're talking about this particular article in the Huffington Post, 13 Signs That You Need to Visit a Marriage Counselor, and we've only gotten to the first three so far. But when they say a problem is you're afraid to talk, part of that has to do with that thing that came before that, doesn't it? Your talk is always negative. One or both are afraid to talk because they get hurt by something that the other person says, and they're afraid to get into it because, well, that's going to hurt. You think mm-hmm. there might be something to that?
It could be, and sometimes that comes with perhaps prior relationships, what they're bringing into the relationship that might have come before that particular one from either their family of origin, the family that they grew up in, or perhaps a relationship before this one. And that is something that they need to kind of look at before this relationship and really perhaps edit before they communicate with that particular person and see, you know, where that stuff is coming from. Is it really about this person that, or is it about someone else?
You all have we're about out of time, but you all have a clinic, do you not, where people can come to get some help?
Yes, we do.
So tell us where it is and maybe phone number.
It's located in Binion Hall at the Texas A&M University Commerce, and the phone number is 903-886-5660, and we offer a sliding scale fee service.
Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. Linda Ball with the Department of Psychology, Counseling, and Special Education. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.